This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Actually, that's fake news, folks. Alex Jones is dead from the coronavirus. I killed him with it. By the way, in case you didn't know, this is not Owen Schroyer. I mean, it is Owen Schroyer, but it's not Owen Schroyer. We've been breaking this news today, folks. I am actually a coronavirus mutation. I'm not even human. I'm just a coronavirus mutation in human disguise sent as a super spreader to end humanity. And so far, we've done pretty good. We could do a little better, though, quite frankly. We're not getting those death numbers that we were wanting. We were hoping for. I mean, you saw the media. They were wanting, you know, millions dead. And that was the plan. And it's just not really working. And so we're going to have to soup up. I'm going to have to soup up a new special coronavirus here and spread it this weekend in Austin, Texas, this Saturday at a rally that's happening at the Capitol at noon. So I'll be sure to infect all those people. They'll be dead within a week. They'll probably infect their mothers and, you know, fathers and children and such. And we'll keep spreading this virus. Don't worry, folks. You know, because everybody wants to know. They're going around in their lives. They're like, wait a second. I gave up all my freedoms. I gave up my business. I gave up everything for this so-called deadly virus that doesn't even exist. And nobody's really getting affected. There's no real. It's all been a big hoax. No, folks. No. Don't worry. We're going to make sure this thing kills all of you. Don't worry. We're going to make sure we deliver on our promise to kill all of you with coronavirus. So this is the coronavirus, Corona Schroyer here, filling in for Alex Jones because I infected him with corona. And in a fit of confusion, he drove off and just rammed his car into a ditch because he was coughing so hard from the coronavirus that I gave him. It was a special one for Alex Jones. You know, Alex gets his own special little COVID Jones. So, he had a good run, though. But coronavirus will ultimately get all of us. So, you know, just play your part, folks. Let's go to James in California. James, I feel like I really need to send a special mutation of the corona to you. Really, really contagious one. Because it's not really, we're not really getting the outbreak in California. We do have the total tyranny lockdown. That's been a success, but we don't have really the spread. So before you start talking, James, I got to send you a real special mutation of the COVID. That's the most contagious one I've made yet. So hold on one second. All right, James. So you just got the most contagion COVID I've ever made. So get out there and start spreading, James.
Well, I've been spreading. I already have it. I don't know if you gave me a different version or a mutated version or what, but I sure do appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure you got this new updated version so that you could really be a super spreader now.
That's good. I just want to commend you for your determination and fortitude on spreading, you know, taking out humanity with the virus.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to do it, James. I mean, you've been seeing the news. You've been seeing Fauci. You've been seeing these people. They keep saying, you know, millions dead, millions dead, millions dead. Well, millions aren't dying. Somebody's got to kill those people.
Right. I agree. And also, I got to help. I got to thank you for not stopping there, but going out into the universe, the solar system and beyond.
Well, I mean, what am I going to do? After I kill humanity, I can't just stop. There's no retiring for a coronavirus.
Right. But I wouldn't have. I mean, I wouldn't have never thought you would have went that far, but that's great. I'm glad you did. Is it possible? I mean, we ran out of corona here. We had a real big shortage.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. That's why I just gave you the super contagious version. Would you like, okay. Do you want me to just send you another package that's just kind of just a lot of corona just in a package? Would you like that?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Let me just send you a whole package of corona that you can just unleash in your city. All right, now you take that box of corona And just go down to a local city hall or, you know, a mall or something and just start spreading, James. Just start spreading that corona. We haven't had to spread in California like we need. You be the hero, James.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Wow, we have accomplished a lot since I came out as a coronavirus. We've infected Alex Jones. He went crazy, drove into a ditch. We had Bill Gates call in. We're getting those death counts up. We gave you the breaking news that it was coronavirus that killed the dinosaurs. We let you know we're going to space, but we're about to break even more news here, folks. So as you know, the president likes to tune into this broadcast. The president likes to know what InfoWars is up to. So the president has been listening today, and while he couldn't get in on the phone lines because the phone lines are stacked up, the president tried to call in, couldn't, instead put out an official press statement just moments ago, specifically in response to everything we've done here on the Alex Jones Show today. And so here is President Trump's message, press release message, in response to everything we have broken here on the Alex Jones Show today.
What? The launch? The rocket launch?
I'm thinking about going. That'll be next week, to the rocket launch. I hope you're all going to join me. I'd like to put you on the rocket and get rid of you for a while. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, you're putting me in the rocket, Trump. Oh, you're putting me in the rocket, Trump, and I am going to be infecting the entire Milky Way galaxy. So as you can see, Trump is on board. Trump's ready to send me off in a rocket and get me starting to infect the rest of the Milky Way galaxy. And then from there on, I mean, who knows where we go from there? Me and the Ramona virus may end up having a new super baby, the Corona Ramona. I mean, so it's the possibilities are endless. But it's nice to see that the president is on board and wants to send me into space to really start spreading this thing intergalactically. Yeah, and that'll be you looking up at the stars, wishing you had died from coronavirus. Just looking at the devastation of the galaxy and how you weren't a part of it. But don't worry, I'll leave some corona behind for you. I'll leave you at least a 12-pack of corona behind. And you can at least catch some corona and hope that you can die from it. But you know what? Here's what I'll do. I didn't want to say this today because it kind of goes against what I'm doing here, but I have to tell you this, folks. They actually have found the cure for coronavirus. I'm not kidding about this. And so I'm actually going to be the first to break this here in the media. This is not a joke, folks. And obviously, I didn't want to tell you this because of, you know, what we've been doing here so far on the Alex Jones Show today, but I'm going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. There is a known cure 100% of the time for the coronavirus. Okay? And that cure is you just fly directly into the sun and you just don't stop. You don't stop. You just keep going into the sun until that coronavirus is gone. And that's the cure. Works 100% of the time. 100% of the time, just fly directly into the sun, and 100% of the time, it kills that coronavirus. So there you go. I let the cat out of the bag. Trump knows it. Trump knows it's the sun. He's saying, oh, I got corona. Blast me off to the sun. Telling you, folks. So, look. You know, they talk about zinc working, and, you know, the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com have zinc in them and stuff. But, folks, it's just fly directly into the sun. Don't go get your health supplements at InfoWarsStore.com that are 50% off right now, like DNA Force Plus and the bodies and everything else that's on sale. Don't try to be a healthy human. Don't build up your immune system. Don't live a healthy lifestyle. Do not get the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not get DNA Force Plus for 50% off. It's the last thing you want to do. Don't go get Ultimate Krill Oil for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, the best krill oil on the market. Don't get an Alexa Pure Breeze air filter for your home to make sure the air in your home is pure and clean. You want some of that COVID air in your home. You put an Alexa Pure Breeze air filter system in your home, how are you going to get coronavirus? It's $100 off. I'd rather have 100 coronaviruses. Living Defense Probiotic, 50% off. I mean, you can't have that. The Real Red Pill, the Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. I even think that one has zinc in it. I may have a bottle right here. Let me see here. My God, it does. Here's the Real Red Pill Plus with zinc in it, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You do not want this. I mean, this is the last thing you want right here. And especially me as a coronavirus, I don't want you taking this. I don't want you having zinc in your cells. Gosh. The nerve of InfoWarsStore.com to sell health supplements at a discounted price. Well, that's why I had to infect Alex Jones. He was doing way too much good for humanity. He had to die. He had a good run. And then he ran right into a ditch once he caught the corona. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we now know it. Trump's ready to send me to outer space to spread the coronavirus, and he's also aware that the only cure, the only known cure, and it works 100% of the time, folks, this is not a joke, known cure, 100% of the time, success rate, just fly directly into the sun, just don't stop until you hit the surface. All right, let's go back out to the corona lines here and go to Mike in Florida. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Owen, I just wanted to call, man, and thank you for everything you're doing. I'm actually right now, I'm in Florida, but I'm actually on my way in an ambulance right now on my way to New York to be put on a ventilator, man. I just really want to thank what you're doing.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a second. You're about to be an interstate spreader?
I'm calling from all over the EMTs here. You know, they stopped and got gas. I'm licking the gas handles, man. I'm spreading all over the place. You know, I was on hold for a little bit, so, you know, the COVID's going all through me. I'm dying. But good thing I'm on my way up to New York so Kumo can get his $39,000 for putting me on a ventilator and blowing my lungs apart.
You're a hero, Mike. I'm getting a little emotional here. Just the dedication that you've shown, the willingness to spread, I mean, I just can't thank you enough, Mike. Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome.
I'm going to send you something special, Mike. I'm sorry, folks. This is so emotional. When I hear Mike call it, he talks about being a super spreader and flying on airplanes with coronavirus and letting Cuomo attach him to a ventilator so he could just kill him deader than a hammer and collect a couple $1,000 for it. I mean, that's the kind of dedication that's going to save humanity. So, Mike, thank you so much. I'm giving you a special coronavirus right now. It can only come out of a tear. So let me just, I'm going to have one tear land on the microphone, okay? Don't hang up, Mike. I'm going to have one tear land on the microphone, and it's just going to go straight to you, buddy. Oh, there it is, Mike. Oh, my gosh. Mike, take that special coronavirus and spread it in New York, friend. Onward and upward.
To let everyone know, I'm on 95. We're in South Carolina right now, so if you're in South Carolina, you're all dead.
That a boy, Mike. That a boy, Mike. That's the kind of that's a true American right there. That is an American patriot. Let's go to Marcus in Texas. I don't know how you can live up to Mike, Marcus, but go ahead.
Oh, man. We've been friends for a long time, Owen. So, you know, I've been in the operations with you. You know, I've been a double agent myself. But, you know, you're the commander. What do you think Infocom's event, folks? Listen, the only cure to the coronavirus is wrapping yourself in the American flag. And you've heard that. If you have heard that, you know that's science. That's real. If you wrap
Hey, whoa. You can't be telling people about that.
No, but guess what? Guess what we did? We've hired the leftists to burn the American flag, you see? And this was a long time ago.
I knew I could trust Marcus to come around. Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? So we've been burning these American flags. You're like, this is crazy. No, it's not. How are we going to kill people? We burn the American flags. It's the only cure. You wrap yourself in it. You can't do that if they're burnt.
Well, Marcus, your work as a super spreader has, for the most part, not been recognized. So I want to recognize Marcus right now for being a super spreader here in Texas and then coming up with the genius idea. Folks, I mean, screw suicide. Wrap yourself in an American flag. Just head down to Portland, Oregon or something. The leftists will set you on fire. You'll be deader than a hammer in 5 minutes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Coronavirus Show. And now, your host,
COVID-19. Troyer. That was a weird liner. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coronavirus back live with you, hosting the Alex Jones Show, killing millions. And millions! Soon to be billions. Pathetic human scum. You're welcome. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I may look human, but that is simply the latest mutation of the coronavirus. I'm actually the super spreader. If you've been listening, you're aware of that. Now, got a caller on the line, Chubbs, here in Pennsylvania. With a name like Chubbs, you must be a big fatty. You probably already got the coronavirus. How are you still alive?
Oh, supreme spreader.
Yes.
The most virtuous of signalers.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have received your blessing about an hour ago, and it's just marinating in my body, and I love it.
Wow. I mean, that is resilient. I'm surprised you're still alive. I'm surprised we didn't go to Chubbs in Pennsylvania with a dead corpse on the other end of that line.
I am fighting the death so that it can become more powerful.
Wow, so even a stronger mutation from Chubbs.
I'm trying to hold off. I just want that mutation to just get that little extra.
With a committed member of the COVID-19 super spread community like Chubbs here, Chubbs, what is your plan to be a super spreader before this thing makes you a corpse?
I'm going to go straight to Walmart. I'm just going to lick all the ice cream. I'm just going to pop them open. I'm going to lick them. I'm going to close them again.
Yep. That's one way to do it. Yep, absolutely.
Perfect. You know, it's getting hot outside, so people, they're going to eat more ice cream. So
that's true. Yeah. See, Chubbs is a thinking man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chubbs, I'll be honest, Chubbs. I mean, it pains me a little to kill you. It pains me a little to kill you, but I know that you're ready to take that fall for the coronavirus to save planet Earth. Well, Chubbs,
now, if I can, let's just pretend like the coronavirus isn't going to kill everybody, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Let's just pretend that the sky is blue, too.
I have a theory about kind of like the universe. I kind of been working on it since I was a kid that it kind of makes sense to me now. Now, the Book of Revelations, I think, is a prophecy because back in the day... Whenever an advanced civilization came down and talked to people and prophets and told them what they had gone through and about what we have to go through. And the reason why they knew is because they went through the same thing, because the Book of Revelations is a test for an advanced species to see if they're ready to join the universal community of advanced civilizations. And I think that's the key to the Book of Revelations. That every advanced civilization has to go through Revelations to be proven to join with the other advanced civilizations.
But, well, and that's why I, the coronavirus, am here to kill you before you can complete and pass the test.
That way people know what we're fighting to stop that from happening, obviously. We don't want to, come on now, we don't want to become an advanced civilization, right?
No, we would much rather die. You know that.
Of course.
By the way, you know, all this intellectual talk with Chubbs, you know, I might as well break some more news here for the audience. This is going to be tough to swallow, Chubbs, but just bear with me here. Now, people probably have heard about the new trend of the Earth being flat. And so now there's a big debate. Is the Earth flat? Is it round? Is it a hologram? All this other stuff. Folks, I hate to break it to you. The Earth is actually just one big coronavirus. That's it.
I knew it.
Yeah. And so that's why ultimately it was our destiny to get coronavirus and die. So, Chubbs, I'm going to send you off with a little special corona there so that you can start spreading at the Walmarts and everything in Pennsylvania. That one's for you, Chubbs.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Chubbs. Now get out there and get to work spreading that deadly virus. Because, folks, we need your help. I mean, you saw all the models. You saw all the predictions. It's not coming true. We need your help, folks. None of Fauci's predictions, none of Bill Gates' models, none of them have come true at all. We're desperate. We desperately need your help to spread this virus, to make it a real thing. Because I mean, if this virus doesn't kill all of us, I mean, what does that do to the media? We can't have that. We got to protect the media, man. So, I mean, that's some serious tasking there. All right, let's go to Alexander in Texas. Certainly, if you don't have the coronavirus, you will soon, Alexander. I mean, we're coming for you.
Well, if I go a different route, even though I make the money, but I'm wasting time, you know? So that's why I can't do it. If it was like another time, you know, I'll go to New Mexico. Right now, I need to go to Florida.
Oh, you're thinking about taking the special, extra special corona to Mexico.
Best thing we can do right now, let me get, drive up the, Chicago, so I could drop off the tires for Vinny, and then I'll just wait in Chicago for the next Florida load.
Or you know what you could do? I mean, if you really wanted to be effective and you could wind up in the Gulf of Mexico, is just head up north to Minnesota. When you're finished in when you're finished spreading in Chicago, head up north to Minnesota, and then or. Well, you can choose where you want to start, what state, but hop in one of those states, just start floating down the river until you get to the Mississippi, and then I would just float down the Mississippi. I mean, think about how many states you could infect. I mean, you could infect Illinois, Missouri, New Orleans with Louisiana. I mean, all these states, you could be Arkansas. I mean, I think that's your destiny, Alexander. Just hop on the Mississippi River on a raft or something. And just cough your way to the Gulf of Mexico.
I know. But, you know, do you think I should start driving up to Chicago now just to wait? I'll wait at the yard because I got
a time because from Illinois, you will not get the load 150%.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't even need to worry about, like, an expensive boat or anything like that. I mean, hell, you could just hop on a rust, like, an old log. You know, just hop on an old log, just cough your way up and down the Mississippi River. I mean, just really spread that stuff, especially in Illinois, because they desperately need a spread in Illinois where Pritzker is, you know, forcing them to shelter in place and you can't go to church or to anything in Illinois. So he's desperate for a breakout badly. So he needs a breakout. So I would go to Illinois and really start spreading, Alexander, but you're a true patriot. All right. I think we got time for one more call here before the break. So let's go to Bob calling in from Nebraska. Go ahead, Bob. Bob, are you there? No, Bob. Bob's dead. Bob died of the coronavirus waiting to get on air. It's not much better way to go out, though. So congrats, Bob. Bob gave his life in service to coronavirus, and he died in line for the Alex Jones Show from coronavirus. We'll never forget you, Bob.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because it was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states. Every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Likes to rock too. Just because, you know, you're not allowed to go to a rock show or, you know, play guitar and the drums with your friends doesn't mean we can't still listen and die together. That's a noble death, to die of the coronavirus. So, I mean, everybody wants a hero's death. I mean, I forget how it went in the movie 300, when the soldiers were looking at King Leonidas saying how much of an honor it was to die by his side. Well, that's nothing compared to the honor of dying from coronavirus. That's like the ultimate ticket. So you're welcome. I've given you the ultimate ticket. I've given you the ultimate death certificate of corona, and you're welcome. And so now it's so great now, too, because you could die from anything. I mean, you could stick your head in a guillotine and they'll lop your head off and you'll still die from coronavirus. It doesn't even matter. So that's what's up. You're welcome for that. So here's the thing. All right. we have been, having some fun today. And honestly, I didn't even plan on doing any of that. It's just like, literally, Alex was like, what the hell is wrong with you, Owen? And I was just like, I'm sick of this lockdown crap, Alex. He's like, it's okay, we're winning, we got this coming up. And it just kind of turned into like a little joking thing we were doing right before I went on air. And then it just kind of like carried on to the last 2 hours or so. And the callers all kind of had fun with it, too. But there is some serious news. But here's what I'm going to do, because we got callers on the line. And I'm going to go to your calls, and we do have some other news I'm going to cover. But I have a bunch of serious news that I'm going to cover in the first two segments of the War Room coming up at 3 o'clock. I'm going to hand over the reins of the Alex Jones Show to Jason Jones at 2. And then I'm going to come back and host the first two segments of the War Room just to be serious about all this news. And then Savannah Hernandez is going to take over, and she's got great guests coming up as well. But so I will take some of your calls, and I will cover this, but I just real quick. Did you guys find that video I was talking about with Mika and Trump? Okay, perfect. Because I want to tie this all together. Something weird is going on with Donald Trump, Joe Scarborough, and Mika Brzezinski. Now, if you recall, Scarborough and Brzezinski were actually kind of friends with Donald Trump before. They had a place at Mar-a-Lago, and they used to hang out there. And so there's all this weird history between the three of them, and maybe in some weird way the dead intern in Joe Scarborough's locked closet has something to do with this too. But before we go to the latest Mika Brzezinski news, I want to add this flavor to it so that you can really taste it. So this is an older videos, a compilation of I think two or three videos from long ago, with Mika Brzezinski and Donald Trump. And I guess the only way we could date this, guys, is to find out when Donald Trump spoke at CPAC before he was president, what year that was. That's the year this video is from. So of course, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski are married now. I think Trump hit it first. I think Mika still has a little thing for Trump. But let me just play this video, add this flavor, and then give you the latest news. Here was Mika Brzezinski and Donald Trump, I would guess probably about 10 years ago, live on television, before Joe and Mika got married. Listen to this. So here's Trump with all the ladies. Alright, this isn't... Okay, here we go. Alright, no, pull this video. This isn't it. This is it. This is my fault. That's part of it. Hold on, stop it right there. Does she go on and talk now? Okay, I'm sorry. I haven't seen the new that video with the music and stuff. Let's just go to the part where she starts talking. So just start back at the part where she's stroking Donald Trump's hair. So for radio listeners, this is Mika Brzezinski stroking Donald Trump's hair on the television set of her show. So let's just start it there. So there she is stroking Donald's hair, smiling, loving him. Touches his face. Clearly spreads corona. So here's
Did you
Trump.
Get a lot of sleep last night?
Well, I got woken up. But
by what?
Well, you know, just... Well, Donald wanted me to see the CPAC speech. I was skeptical, but I pulled it up on the internet.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Joining us on the phone right now, Donald Trump. Good morning, Donald.
Mika, what do you mean pretty good? You know you loved it.
Wow. Trump, you're naughty. Who would you pay more here, Donald? Just curious.
With you and Joe, I'd absolutely pay you more.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I would pay you much more. Joe, I would pay Mika so much more your head would spin.
Donald, do you have a TV? Are you watching us right now?
Yes, I am. Okay, I always watch you, only because of you.
Okay, wow. So, wow.
All right, folks, look, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm very well-knowledged and well-versed in psychology, okay? So, clearly, Donald Trump and Mika Brzezinski have a history. Now, I'm not saying Trump hit it first, but Trump hit it first. And so imagine going from like alpha male Donald Trump to like total cuck, glasses, nerd, geek Joe Scarborough. You know that sits in Joe's crawl every day. And so we're just playing that video. That's just like three or four different public encounters with Trump and Brzezinski, where clearly Brzezinski has a thing for Trump. I mean, I'm not even making a big statement. All of the ladies have a thing for Trump. He's powerful. He's a billionaire. He's got that alpha dog mentality. The ladies love that stuff. Everybody knows that. And so Mika is clearly really into that. Her personality is somebody who's really into the power and the money. And so she really likes Trump. And you can tell, you can hear it in her voice. You can see it when she strokes his hair. You can see it when she's touching her own hair and touching her face and blushing when they're on the phone together. You can hear the way Trump is flirting with her. So clearly there's something there. Clearly there's something there. She lifts up her leg. Folks, these are all like psychology 101 tells for romance and sex. Okay? So clearly there's some history there. And we've just laid it all out. But what is going on now? Well, Mika Brzezinski, 2 days ago, requested a meeting with Twitter because she wants President Trump's Twitter account shut down and banned. And so she's continued this crusade. And now, I guess she's actually got her meeting with Jack Dorsey. Now, folks, I'll be honest with you. I like to tell you why I have certain insights. Folks, Jack Dorsey is from St. Louis. Let's just say I know some of his family. And let's just say there could potentially be a lot of blackmail there. Now, I don't know Jack Dorsey. But I know people he's been around. I kind of know enough about him to kind of be able to assume some things. But I won't do that here. I don't want to do that. Plus, I'll be honest, I'm kind of archaic in the sense that I still have like this pride for St. Louis. He's from St. Louis. I don't want to throw him under the bus. But is Jack Dorsey going to meet with Mika Brzezinski? And then what is Mika Brzezinski going to do to persuade Jack to take Trump's account off Twitter? Think about that. But how did Mika Brzezinski go from fawning over Donald Trump 10 years ago to now wanting him banned off of Twitter? Trump has never changed, folks. The only thing that changed was he became president. So what is up with this? I'm telling you, there is a weird, weird triangle between Mika Brzezinski, Joe Scarborough, and Donald Trump. And when you think about who Mika Brzezinski's dad is, it even gets more interesting. When you think about the fact that Joe Scarborough had a dead intern turn up in his closet that he kept locked, it makes it even more interesting, doesn't it? But how interesting would it be if Mika Brzezinski gets a meeting with Jack Dorsey and then Dorsey actually cancels Trump's account? I wonder, how do you think Mika Brzezinski would do that? I mean, you've heard it before. Mika Brzezinski not only sucks.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the coronavirus is now your daddy. Or is Bill Gates your daddy? Or is Anthony Fauci your daddy? Or is it a combo of all three? Or maybe they're all three the same person. But so now, as you can see here, when you fly on the airplane, ladies and gentlemen, you got to wear that mask and submit to Bill Gates. And this is just phase one. I mean, you should be lucky to wear a mask on a plane because this is phase one. Phase two is, well, now we're going to inject you with something before you can fly. Or you'll have to go to the doctor and get injected to get your little document, your little health document, so then you can fly. And it doesn't matter that the whole thing's been a lie. It doesn't matter that the whole thing has been a hoax. It doesn't matter that it's about on the same level as a flu virus. No, none of that matters because Bill Gates said so and Fauci said so. And so this is the New World Order and you need to take your microchip and you need to take your vaccine and you need to submit to tyranny to stop the spread of the coronavirus. That's total fake news and we all know it. And really, folks, that is the most incredible part of this, isn't it? And you know, it's funny because I wasn't even talking to Alex today. He was on the show and he could just sense, I guess, kind of my
current state of frustration. And he was like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And I'm like yelling at him. I'm like, Alex, I'm sick of this crap, man. I'm sick of this crap. And he's like, oh, calm down. We're winning all this stuff. And so we kind of got into it and it just became a joke that ended up becoming an on-air joke for an hour and a half. But it's like the only way I can deal with it. It's like I can either come on here and scream and shout and yell, or I can come on here and just do total humor. And the latter is probably much healthier. But folks, submit to Bill Gates, and if you're going to fly, wear your mask, okay? So be sure to submit to Bill Gates and submit to the New World Order and be a good pawn of the New World Order and just wear your mask, because this is what it means to be free, to live in total fear, and to live under total tyranny. That's what being free means. You didn't know that? Well, something's wrong with you. You need to be re-edumacated. So we're going to send you to the re-edumacation camp, and we're going to tell you how bad it is to be free. But seriously, for me, it's like I either go to a really dark place and people know what that looks like on air, or I have to go completely to the opposite side of the spectrum and just do total humor about the whole thing. Because this is what it comes down to, folks. We've been lied to. We all know it. Why are we going along with it? And that's what's so sick about this to me. That's what angers me so much about this. That's what has me. I was actually talking to Savannah Hernandez about this, and she put it perfectly. She said, it's like Groundhog Day. It's like Groundhog Day. You wake up every day, and it's the same thing. And no matter what you do, you still wake up in the same day with the same song playing on the radio, with the same person knocking on your door, with the same news telling you it's breaking. It's Groundhog's Day. And if you've been listening, you know, I've canceled like 6 or 7 straight vacations. And part of it is really I just need to get out of this and really just disappear for a while. Like Alex said he was going to do this week. Literally never even left the studio. I think he slept here last night. And so it's just frustrating, folks. And I don't know why my personality drives me this way. It's just I'm so fed up with this coronavirus crap. I literally either go insane and start breaking things, and which Alex literally was like, we're literally standing in that hallway, and he's like, pick something, break it. He's like, here, throw this through a wall. And that's when we just started going down the humor aspect of it. But it's just so pathetic, folks. And I know that the general audience knows this, and I know that the general audience probably isn't wearing masks and isn't living in fear and doesn't want to get a vaccine, but it's just the gaslighting of the media. It's the lies of the media. It's the corruption of the Faucis and the Gates and these Democrat governors like Wichner. And so it's just like Groundhog Day. And so every day you wake up, just like Bill Murray, it doesn't matter that I've already lived Groundhog Day 500 times. It doesn't matter that I know literally every detail of this day. Doesn't matter, I know exactly the song on the radio. I know exactly when someone's going to knock on my door. Doesn't matter exactly when that potted plant is going to fall off the ledge. I've already seen it. I already know all of it. That's what this is like. It's like, we've already done it. We've been through this day 500,000 times. But we just keep waking up in Groundhog Day. Maddening. And so I guess, you know, just like Bill Murray's character in the movie, you've got to find a way to relieve some stress and to change things up a bit. Otherwise, you end up going crazy. But that's it. That's the story. That's the headline. Same thing every day. Coronavirus is a lie. It's a hoax. It's never been about a virus, folks. It's always been about politics. It's always been about control. It's always been about money. It's all it's ever been about. And to sit here and act like it's been anything different than that is pathetic. And so that's why I get frustrated with Trump, because he's doing it too, but I understand he's got to make his measurements as the president. But you tune into the media all day long, and you go to your local store, and everybody's bought in. But, you know, here's the real thing, and I'm going to take a couple more of these callers before Jason Jones takes over, and then I'm going to host the first two segments of the War Room and actually get into the news that I wanted to cover today. Here's what's really been exposed. We don't live in a free country, folks. There's no such thing as a free market in America anymore. There is no private industry. Why? Because you go to your local chiropractor or your local restaurant or bar or masseuse or hairstylist or any of this stuff, and they're not buying into it. They know it's all fake, but what? They still have to wear a mask. They still have to check your temperature. They still have to go through all this stuff. Why? Because they're owned by the government, folks. And the government says, we will take your license and put you out of business if you do not abide. That's not a free country. That's not a free market. That's not private industry. And so if there's anything to be learned from it that we're not talking about, that's it right there. And so you want a revolution, folks? Tear up your business license. Burn it. Make it a ceremony. Don't put on a mask. And then when they come and threaten to shut you down, tell them to F off. There's your revolution right there, folks. That's the revolution that's waiting. I don't know if it'll happen, but there you go. All right, let me squeeze in a phone call here. Let's go to Michael in Ohio. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Owen. Thank you for everything that you've been doing. I wanted to talk about kind of like an awakening that's happening. This thing has backfired, and I'll explain how. I work for an auto manufacturer in Marysville, Ohio. And me and a couple of my buddies that listen, we've been talking about this for a long time. And since we've come back to work, people are like, oh, my God, you guys are right. Did you hear about Bill Gates? And it's kind of like.
Well, and, you know, the other thing, too, is like people are like fighting the New World Order without even getting it just by not wearing a mask. Like I have friends that aren't even political and they know I'm political. But like they send me a picture of them in the store without a mask and they're like, yeah, I'm fighting the New World Order. I'm like, well. That's like phase one, buddy. But hey, welcome to the team.
It's crazy because people are listening now. I mean, we're shouting, and you know, what did you hear about that on the news? What was that? And we're shouting it across the break room, Infowars.com, and just telling people. We're screaming it at people, and I mean, people are actually listening to us now. It's like a big relief, and at the same time, it's like it's scary because people are actually awake to what's going on, but. If I could give a shout out to all my buddies here at work that have been fighting this with me, my buddy Tom, Nico, Trevor, and Joe, you know, we have fought so hard and people are actually listening. I mean, people are coming up to us on break and asking about this. They want to know what's actually going on. And they just keep telling, go to Infowars.com. I can't give you all of the information, you know?
Well, and that's the pressure, too. And believe me, I'm not complaining. But, you know, that's kind of the pressure, too. It's like where, I believe me, I need to take time off. So does Alex Jones. He can't do it, folks. He literally cannot do it. Because every day is another battle in the info war.
I mean, this whole thing has backfired, and all it took was everybody wearing a mask to turn on the news and actually see all the lies that are going on.
Well, and that's kind of the biggest, boldest thing about this, is that even though it's been totally disproven that this coronavirus is that deadly, they just keep going along with it. And, yeah, there's no doubt Americans are awakening. I mean, there's no doubt, but the question becomes, what's the response? So we all know the tyranny's here. We all see the New World Order. We all see the hoax of the coronavirus. But now what do we do about it? What are we going to do about it? Because right now we're just kind of going along with it, folks. And I'm not happy about it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.